here and in all your churches throughout the world. And we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. O sacrament most holy,
O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be your name.
Jesus, I live for thee. Jesus, I die for thee. Jesus, I am thine in life and in death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our survival depends upon our support system. If we have a support system in place, our chances for survival and blessing are real. And in our support system, in the crosses that we carry, I think the best one to go to after the Lord himself is his precious mother. She's the sorrowful mother. I know in the Franciscan tradition, we have the seven joys of Mary that we pray on this rosary of ours. Maybe you heard about that. First of all, the Annunciation, the Visitation, the birth of our Lord. The visit of the Magi is the fourth one. The fifth is the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. The sixth is the apparition of Christ to his Blessed Mother after he had risen from the dead, even though that is not in sacred scripture. And the last is the glorification of Mary, which includes the assumption of Mary into heaven and the crowning of Mary, Queen of all saints and angels. But there's another rosary that we use. And I know the Franciscan missionaries of the Eternal Word prayed this rosary every Saturday morning after Mass. And it's the seven sorrows of Mary. And that happens to be the patronal feast of the Archconfraternity of Christian Mothers. And the logo for it really is the Pietà. That is the Blessed Virgin Mary sitting there with a dead Christ on her lap. It's called Pietà, which means fidelity. And she moved with great fidelity and trust in the Lord too. But that's just the sixth sorrow of Mary. Her first was when they went to the temple when Jesus was 40 days old and presented the little baby to the Lord. And there met by Simeon and Anna. And it was a great joy for Mary though too, because this showed that Jesus was acknowledged in some way by certain people as the Redeemer of mankind, and by Anna too, the prophetess. But one of the things Simon said pierced her heart. A sword shall pierce your heart, that the thoughts of many may be revealed. I think that means that she can identify with all the hurts of our life. And I believe that's true, the sorrowful mother. Well, that was the first one. And the second was the flight into Egypt. Put yourself in her shoes when Jesus was chased out of the country that he was sent to redeem. And for 2,000 years, these Jewish people were preparing for the coming of this Messiah of theirs. And when he finally arrived, he was rejected. And then was the loss of the child Jesus in the temple when he was 12 years of age. That would have been rather traumatic too, to go through that. And they found them on the third day. And she put the question to him, "Didn't you know that your father and I were seeking you sorrowing?" And he came back, and it wasn't a sassy answer at all. It may sound like that if you put the wrong intonation upon the words. "Didn't you know I had to be about my father's business?" I think he said it with a wink in his eyes, though. And then the fourth sorrowful mystery, Jesus meets his mother on the way of the cross, not to be found at the time of that so-called triumphant entry into Jerusalem 5 days before on Palm Sunday, but there in the degradation and the humiliation of the passion to be present to her divine son. And that was depicted so well, wasn't it, by Mel Gibson in The Passion of the Christ. And then the 12th station, that's the next sorrowful mystery of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the foot of the cross.